Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're in a great little series at the moment, two-week part series, where we've been talking about living out our faith. And last week we talked about the small decisions in our life where we do that. And then this week is talking about our small disciplines that we put into our lives. And it really stemmed from a letter that Pope Francis had written that I shared about last week about how he calls us to be witnesses in our everyday life.
Yep.
And he gives examples of when you go to the shopping center, how you can act with people in your life, sacrificing time for others, giving to those in need. And what I loved was the normality of those examples.
Yeah, and that all of those things were, those small things were a step towards holiness.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Now, last week when we talked about small decisions, something that I really believe is our small decisions come from also our small disciplines. Mm. Those things we put in our life to live out our faith that we're like, every time, every day, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because it puts your faith in the forefront of your mind. Mm. Something that you shared that I really loved was about how it is about a whole life. Like our faith is about every aspect of our life. Mm. And so when we put these disciplines into our life, it's like, this is how I'm going to live.
Mm.
And so that's really the focus of this week, about what are the disciplines that we're putting into our life. Now, I don't know about you, Bridget, but when I think of the word discipline, I go, you know.
Getting in trouble.
Yeah. Or I have to do it. You know, like we don't all love discipline.
Yeah.
No way. And of course, some people you would describe as, let's say, more disciplined than others.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would describe myself as messy disciplined.
I like that.
Like as in, I do certain things, but I'm not neat about them.
Yeah.
And like for example, if you went to my desk at home,
yeah,
everything is organized, but in a messy way.
Yeah, so I don't know that I can handle that, Emma.
Are you more of an organized?
My desk, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, there's good structure.
Yeah,
things in its place.
Yeah. So I'm not really like that, but that's okay. So I don't. When I'm talking about these disciplines, I'm not saying like, you know,
perfection.
Don't shut off because you're like, oh no, we're talking about disciplines today.
Yeah.
But just things we can put in our life that direct us and guide us to be closer to God.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. Some of the things that we do in our life that might be encouraging to each of us is we have habits that we do, even though we might not call them disciplines. We have habits that we each do in our life anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the examples I gave were like, you know, do you always vacuum on a Wednesday? You know, the Wednesday's my day, you know. To be honest, I think I do it on a Monday, but
When it needs to be done.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go. See, messy discipline.
Yeah, oh, there good. Go. Maybe I am a messy Maybe discipline you are. When it comes to my house.
Anyway. Yeah. Some people I know pack the kids' lunches the night before.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I'm doing
see, I
it
do.
The morning of.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You know, we each have things that we do that we haven't gone, I'm going to make this, you know. And so sometimes in our faith we don't have to be as intentional.
Yeah.
But there is an element of intentionality if we want to grow.
I recently tried to start a new habit.
What was that?
The gym, Emma.
Okay.
It's always the gym.
Yeah.
It's always the gym. So I've done this a few times, right? But the reason that this time is different, right, is I started at the start of the year.
Yep.
And I go without fail every second day.
Ah.
Now, I'm not doing every second day a massive, vigorous, like hyped up cardio workout. But I put on my clothes and I go to the gym.
And you're there every second day.
And I go every second day.
Good on you.
Because that is how you form a habit.
Yep.
It's something that you, or a discipline
yep.
in that regard. It's something you do consistently. And, you know, who knows if we'll ever see any effects of it because maybe I don't work hard enough. But I've got the habit. Yep. I've got the discipline of
going.
But
you will see a mental
definitely,
like, you know, improvement because exercise always does that.
And I think sometimes you just need to know, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And that in itself is the win.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in talking about like the disciplines of our faith, mm. one of the examples that Pope Francis gave was a woman was feeling anxious.
Mm.
And so what she did was she got out a rosary mm. and she prayed with faith.
Yeah.
You know, and so the discipline there is getting out of rosary beads and prayer.
Mm.
And so in talking about what are some of the small disciplines, mm. that's one of them that we yeah. can do. We can pray. But to build it into our life, it does have to be daily.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, yes, you can start with once a week, but if you really want to build that relationship with God and really be like, this is how I'm living out mm. my life, prayer has to be a daily thing.
I think like for me and daily prayer, I have, you know, lived the past 10 years having children,
mm.
right? And I've got 4 kids and my life has had to be flexible.
Mm.
And I always found it really difficult to have daily prayer because I didn't set that time aside.
Yep.
And now in the past year, I've really worked hard on getting up early.
Yep.
And praying first thing,
mm.
you know, and just, well, I mean, I'm a hard riser, so I don't pray first thing, but
I love that. I'm a hard riser. Yeah.
But getting up, you know, washing my face, grab a coffee, yep. whatever it needs to be, and then setting that time apart.
Mm.
And it has been, for me, transformational how setting that time aside, that dedicated time.
Yeah.
It's not just doing it every day,
mm.
but having that time, which I've never been a heavily structured person like that.
Mm.
But I'm surprised at how yep. much that's increased yep. my faith.
Yep.
And so maybe it's not just, oh, I'm going to do this. Like for the gym, for an example, I don't go at the same time every second day,
mm.
but I go,
yep.
you know, but my prayer is completely different. Mm. I must do that at the same yep. time every day.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's not happening.
Yep, yep. And yeah. that sets up your day. And
absolutely.
Like we've said, mm. that sets up your decisions.
Yeah, your mental state.
If you've started
yep.
there, then you move on. Okay, yep. God, this is a challenge that's come at me. Mm. I've just prayed about this morning.
Mm.
Holy Spirit, you're going to help
yep.
me with this.
Yeah.
You know? And now I don't actually pray at the same time every day, but I yeah. do pray every day.
Yeah.
So it's also figuring out what works
yeah,
for you.
Exactly.
But having those disciplines that go, this is who I am and yeah. this is how I live out my faith.
Mm.
So rosary obviously was an example
yeah.
as well. Some people pray that daily, some people pray mm. that weekly, or through our church, the Catholic Church, you have seasons in the church where you mm. may do that. Mass, mm. going to Mass every week. Again, yeah. it's a discipline.
Mm.
But saying, hey, God, I'm here. Mm. We know in Mass that we are guaranteed that God is present
mm.
in the Eucharist.
Yeah.
So every week when you go to Mass, God mm. is right there.
Yeah.
You know, we are guaranteed that.
Mm. Mm.
And so that discipline of just rocking up every week
mm.
to say, God, I'm in your presence.
I think some of these things can be difficult for most people because we're such emotional beings
mm.
and
yes.
we get trapped on the feeling.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Emma, for probably the last 6 weeks that I've been praying,
mm.
I haven't felt like it.
Yeah.
I haven't felt that God was present.
Yep.
I haven't had that feeling of closeness.
Mm.
But the fact that I show up every day
yep.
still transforms my
mm.
day
mm.
and helps me in those seasons.
Yep.
Because I know in my head, I know God's here.
Yep.
And that maybe there's another discipline in my life that I need to pick up
yep.
in order to get that. But my faith is not reliant on the feeling.
Mm.
Mm. My husband experiences Mass very intellectually.
Mm.
So for him, if he can't sit and – because he studied theology yep. before we were married. If he can't sit and listen to the readings and then listen to the homily, it's really hard for him to have an experience at Mass. Whereas for most of the, you know, the past 10 years I've had a baby in my arms, for me I very much experience Mass through my children. And helping them to understand what's going on.
Mm.
But, you know, you may have a husband or a family that you go to Mass with, and understanding how each other experiences that, for me, I know that I'm kind of on the first half of Mass yep. with the kids so that he can get that,
mm.
you know, that intellectual experience mm. in that time.
Yep.
Because I can listen and pay attention and follow along my finger with, you know, my kids as they read along with the mm. readings. And then it's kind of like yep. a tag team from there. But, you know, understanding each other in particular mm. In a mm. Mass setting, can help you both experience more in Mass.
And I think you're right in that we're very emotional and that can determine sometimes whether we do something or don't. I think the amazing thing about Mass that the church guarantees us, like I said, that God is present, is that even if you don't feel like it, when you rock up, doesn't matter how you're feeling, God is present.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not today I really understood it, or God, I don't want to be here today, but I am anyway, or wow, that was the most amazing experience in my life. Every time God is present.
Yeah.
And so no matter what our emotion is, we're guaranteed of his presence.
And I always think, like, when you enter into something like Mass or prayer and you're not sure of the presence of God, I always try and imagine myself like walking into a room and, you know, God being there, and he's like the best greeter you've ever seen, you know, and he's just like, oh, I'm so glad you're here today. You know, and that often helps me get over that hump of, you know, I'm not feeling it, but gosh, I know he's excited to see me today.
The power of the discipline
too.
One of the disciplines we can do, talk about our faith with other Christians, memorizing scripture. We've talked about like recalling scripture in the past and how much it can help us in our situations. Reading the Bible, even if it's just a small little chunk. The truth is the Bible's hard to understand. We're not going to understand it all. But reading some and then maybe talking about it with someone else who you know has a bit more understanding
and even
can really
if,
help.
Yeah, even if that's still hard for you, getting your hands on, you know, a good Catholic devotional where each day you read a chunk of scripture and then somebody has written something about that. You know, if you find it really hard to understand or read something and find meaning in that, getting something like a daily devotional
helps.
Definitely helps.
And then the other disciplines that I've written down here are constant conversation, which just means talking to God throughout the day. And then our first and last thought, waking in the morning and being like, God, I want to do this day with you. And then you go to sleep. God, thank you for this day.
Heavy riser. That one's hard for
me. Yeah, okay. But these are these kind of disciplines. I'm not saying you have to do every single one of them or, you know, one's more important than the other, although Mass is very important. But it's just that when we put things into our life that we're like, this is how I want to live my faith, or it's these pointers to remind us all the time.
Yeah.
And then it helps us to make those decisions.
I think, Em, it, like, if you were an elite athlete, you would have disciplines in the way that you eat, the way that you exercise, the way that you prepare mentally for all of those things. Our faith is exactly the same.
Yeah.
We are, I don't know, faith runners, if you if you so wish. But there are things that we need to do in order to be great at this and to draw closer to God.
And then the final thing is, though, don't do it alone. Do it with the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Because those times where you do feel a bit emotional, like, you know, I don't feel like it today, that's when I'm just like, Holy Spirit, you got to come and do this today because I just can't. You know? And so often I think we try and do it in our own power, our own strength. But that's not what God intended.
And we're not meant to. That's right.
Okay. So the weekly challenge is to ask yourself the questions. There's two. All right.
Okay.
Do your small disciplines lead to your small decisions? So are they currently doing that?
Because they should work hand in hand.
Yeah. And if not, what small disciplines do you need to put into your life? Like you said, maybe you need to pick one up. Maybe you need to focus on one more. You know, so what's it going to be for you? So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Again, maybe it was a bit challenging this week, but we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye. See ya.